from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Susie Rocho with The Do List. Cy Musiker is away, but The Chronicle's David Wiegand is here to keep me in line. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Susie.
We're going to start with some music born of heartbreak.
Thank you for meeting me again. So good of you to come. For I know it's been a while since we tried to reconcile. Let's be friends is often said and rarely done.
That's the dreamy Spencer Day with Nevermind from his new album, The Mystery of You. He once described himself as a cross between Chet Baker and Paul Simon. I don't know about that.
He's got more hair than Paul Simon, actually.
Definitely has more hair than Paul Simon.
He's a wonderful guy. I've known him. I've covered him for more than 10 years. He got his start, really, in San Francisco. He used to sing at Mecca. He really wears his heart not only on his sleeve but in his songs. And this whole album is really kind of like a small opera tracing the whole pattern of a love affair. It's quite beautiful, and he's performing at Yoshi's next week.
That's right. He's celebrating the new record, The Mystery of You, at Yoshi's San Francisco on Thursday with two shows. Up next, the fourth edition of the Crossroads Film Festival comes to the Victoria Theater in the Mission. But just looking at this program, it's not exactly all full-length movies. There's shorts, there's video, and there's something called live cinema.
Well, yep, there is live cinema, and there's actually one of the filmmakers, Jodi Mack, is performing, singing Pink Floyd along with her film. But there are 51 films, and this is a project of Cinematheque, which has been around for 52 years and is a wonderful curator of new cinema and pushing boundaries all the time.
The Crossroads Film Festival starts tonight at the Victoria Theater in the Mission and runs through Sunday. And there's another CD release party across the bay this time for a talented trio.
Rosie, babe, little Rosie.
That's Linda Tillery along with Lori Lewis and Barbara Higbee. Three great voices, but great instrumentalists as well. And where do you even start with these three?
This is the creme de la creme of great artists in the Bay Area. These three women, I don't know which one is the best. All three of them are terrific. Lori's done, I think, about 20 albums. She performs with Lori Lewis and the Right Hands. Linda, of course, we know from Bobby McFerrin's Voicestra, as well as the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir. And Barbara is Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, pianist, composer, fiddler, you name it. And when they get together, it's great music.
They're going to be celebrating their new live CD, which is called Hills to Hollers, at the Freight and Salvage on Saturday night. And now we're down in the South Bay for our Cheap Thrill, which is actually a monthly event, the South First Fridays Art Walk. You can walk in downtown San Jose and see art not just in galleries, but a yoga studio, donut shop, climbing gym. I guess you can find art everywhere.
Absolutely everywhere. And I think a lot of people don't often think of the South Bay as necessarily the center of art, but there's so much happening down there. And this really celebrates it. It's a lot like the art walk that happens in Oakland every month as well. But you get to hear people this time like the Shotgun Wedding Quintet, which will be performing at the Pagoda Restaurant, I believe. All kinds of exhibits, demonstrations, music, and it's free and it's all downtown.
The South First Fridays Art Walk is tonight from 7 to 11 in downtown San Jose. And today we end with a band from Oil Country. That's Bones One by the Tauntauns. That's the A-side of a 7-inch that they released in February. And they're a Houston-based band that I think are going to appeal to folks who like Best Coast, Beach House, Camera Obscura, that kind of female-fronted, shimmery pop.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, thanks to you, I found them just an incredible delight. Their songs are so rich and deep and unexpected. They're just filled with surprises and talent.
They're fronted by Asli Omar. She's a really talented singer, but also went to design school at Pratt in New York. She's got a really cool look.
Love
about
her voice.
I
absolutely
do too.
Love it.
And I also think they're playing at the Parkside, just up the road from us.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a really strong feeling they're not going to be playing a place that small
the
next time
right.
they come through. The Tauntauns play tonight at the Parkside in San Francisco. Thanks for the list, David.
My pleasure.
You'll get your partner Cy back next week. David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Check our website for details on these and other shows at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Susie Rocho.